From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. British security experts are joining the search for the more than 270 missing Nigerian schoolgirls who were kidnapped by the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. That comes as Interpol has offered to publish notices on each girl that could be circulated to police worldwide in an effort to help them identify the victims should they be taken to other countries. The U.S. has also sent personnel to assist the Nigerians, including military. But Pentagon Rear Admiral John Kirby says it's in an advisory role.
We're not talking about U.S. military operations in Nigeria to go find these girls. That's not the focus.
Boko Haram has threatened to sell the abducted girls into slavery. A local government official says the militants also bombed a bridge near the town where they carried out a deadly attack earlier this week, killing at least 100 people. Dozens of girls in Baltimore joined the mayor to voice their support for the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped nearly 3 weeks ago. Kenneth Burns from member station WYPR reports the diverse group rallied outside City Hall.
Many of the students were the same age as the girls who were kidnapped. Ninth grader Bianca Scipio was outraged when she heard what happened to the Nigerian girls.
I went to school today, went to school all week, and now they can't even go to school because they don't value their education.
The rally was organized by Anna Klein, a former teacher and grandchild of Holocaust survivors who sees the parallels with Nigeria.
While, you know, tweeting and Facebooking and Instagram my horror, I sort of realized, like, this isn't that different than 75 years ago when the world was quiet. Like, I need to be loud.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake called on the international community to act immediately to rescue the girls. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in Baltimore.
Gay rights activists have won a court victory in Arkansas. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports a judge there has struck down the state's ban on gay marriages.